First up, Election Day in America. This is it, the day when American voters finally get their say on who becomes their next leader. They're also voting for all U.S. representatives and about a third of U.S. senators, as well as state and local officials. But the spotlight is on Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, one of whom is certain to take the Oval Office. Several recent national polls indicated that Clinton had a slight advantage of between 3 to 4 percentage points among likely voters. This is a close race, and both candidates have a path to victory. Voters won't be directly choosing their president. What they're doing is choosing electors to vote for them. The higher a state's population, the more electors it has. CNN's Electoral College map gives an idea of how things could go today. But again, these are estimates based on polls, previous votes, and early votes.
You have to say advantage Clinton as we head into these final hours, and this big national lead is why. 4 points for Secretary Clinton, 46 to 42% heading into the final weekend in the national CNN poll of polls. That compares favorably. A better lead than President Obama had at this point in 2012. A bigger lead than George W. Bush had at this point in 2004, the last time Republicans won the presidency. National leads, though, don't always win presidential elections. We pick our presidents state by state. So you look at this map, and here's the question. In this frenetic final day, is there a path for Donald Trump? Well, let's start here. Hillary Clinton thinks with early voting she's going to get Nevada. If she does, that puts her over the top, 274 in our count. They also think in the Clinton campaign, again, this is a hypothetical scenario, they think they're going to win North Carolina, again, because of early voting. Trump campaign would push back, but let's give it to her just for the sake of this. And Republicans in New Hampshire are worried. They think over the weekend that state started to break. What if Hillary Clinton wins all those? A hypothetical, but if she does, can Donald Trump still win? That's why he's targeting the big blue states. Donald Trump must win Arizona, for starters. That would get him to 215. No-brainer. Must win Florida. If Donald Trump loses Florida, forget about it. Game over. But if he wins Arizona and Florida, can he take away the blues and come back? That is why in these final days, Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to take Pennsylvania and I'm going to take Michigan. That would do it. Now, 1988, the last time those two big blues went red. Democrats say, dream on, Donald. This campaign says, watch.